You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
What's happening with Stugatz is stupefying, is it not? It's a bit breathtaking, right? Let's cover this again for people who don't understand. We were thinking that our postgame show today would be Stugatz's weekend observations. They are sponsored. They are a responsibility. He's got Wednesday and Thursday off. He's held up everything we're doing around here so that he can, from California, telling none of us that he would be in California, he can do his only contribution of the last 2 days, weekend observations, his weekly commitment. And you just got a text saying he can't find a ballroom. He's trying to rent a ballroom to do weekend observations.
Yeah, so Stugatz in his hotel is attempting to find a quiet space where he can do this because he's very loud, and I imagine his wife would be awoken by him doing Stugatz's weekend observations.
He claimed yesterday that he was banned from the show and insulted, and today what he has done is just upend us, begged to be on the show, and then, if I have this right, not been available when we thought he was going to be available.
So his plan for these 2 days was to be on the Zoom live from 5 o'clock in the morning Pacific time.
In a conference room or ballroom that he can now not find.
They can now not secure. Maybe there is one, but there is not one available to him.
Had no plan, just flew to California and would have expected you to find him a ballroom there, yes?
Also, I went to a dead show last night, so who knows, what his voice sounds like or in what condition he is this morning.
We did a stupidity on a piano once. Like, there's always some place in a hotel.
Also, he has a hotel room.
Well, yeah. I would imagine that it's not a small room with, two queen-size beds. Like, it's, yeah.
There is a wife in there that he doesn't want to bother. The part that is just confounding to me is this was not an impromptu trip with his wife. He doesn't pick up and leave.
Well, it's a surprise
trip. He doesn't grab a duffel bag and go.
Yeah, no, he was only going for Saturday, Dan, and then his wife surprised him with the tickets for Monday and Tuesday shows, if you remember correctly. I do cameos sometimes in my car because there's just so much noise around me. Which, by the way, I also found out a lot of the ads that Witty will send me to record each week for, UFOs or whatever it may be, I go outside and I do it in the driveway in my car, and I found that the acoustics in my car are incredible. Sounds better than when I'm indoors sitting at a desk.
You do. They do sound great.
It's in my car. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Mazda CX-9, my wife's car. Yeah.
Air conditioning running, engine on. I love this.
No. The car's turned off. I'm sitting in the heat, and I'm like, I got to get through this quick. It's a great pressure because I'm basically cooking myself inside the car, and I'm like, I got to get this done or I will literally die in the summer heat, and I got to get it quickly. And the stare down that I give the cars that drive by, because usually this is like, I'll do these 4:30, 5 o'clock at night. So people are starting to get home. And the street that I'm doing it on is a little bit busy. So every time a car drives by, I try to see them out of the corner of the eyes. I'm using the rear view mirror and the side view mirrors to see if cars are coming while I'm looking at a script and looking at my computer, holding a microphone in my hand and hoping that the neighbors don't see me, because I got a neighbor looking at me weird the other day. So anyways, so I'm looking at all these mirrors, trying to time out each paragraph to make sure that a car isn't going to pass by and do the behind me in the recording. And if they do, I just turn them and I give them a look, and then I have to re-record it. Yeah. But the acoustics are great.
Billy?
Yeah. Hey.
It makes me so happy for you to give these reads the personality of Billy's trying to get through this. He's steaming in his car. He's got only so much in him energy-wise. There might be a honking or a rooster in the background, but Billy's got to power through because the hot months are coming, and you cannot be in that car. Our hot months are not yet even here, and it's already cooking outside.
It's oppressive.
It's warm, and sometimes I'm wearing a hoodie because it's a little cooler inside, which I immediately regret, but I'm like, no time to take it off. I just got to power through. And the neighbors have to think I'm crazy because I'm walking out there with all this equipment to the car, you know what I mean, with a microphone in hand, a script, the laptop, all that.
Billy, can
it doesn't sound that much better.
Can you allow me though, loving the both the inefficiency in it?
It's they sound good. You wouldn't have known that I was doing them from a car.
But also,
and I'm shocked by the Wi-Fi range also, because the last couple times I've edited them in the car too, and I emailed them from the car. I'm like, wow, Wi-Fi reaches the car out here. This is incredible.
I love the Cuban spirit in our people came to this country, and we can make boats out of like a toothbrush and a muffler
Who am I to complain?
That you go get acoustics in your driveway.
All I have to do is walk out to the CX-9 and record.
You are doing a national
third row for the babies and dogs.
International podcast where you're doing the reads for our sponsors and you're doing them in your driveway. And how long do you have? Do you have like 14 minutes maximum? Because you got to go late in the day because that's when it's going to be coolest, but not cool.
Well, so I have to pick the right exact time because I can't do it at night. Because if I go out at night, then the dogs start barking and then the baby wakes up. I can't do it before like 6 because that's like feeding time and then shower time and then it's time to go to bed. So it's like... having kids is exhausting. It's horrible. Well, you have like 2 or 3.
He's got 3.
Yeah,
Lewis has got 3.
Anywho, so I go out like at 5:30 is really the time that I've kind of picked as being the right time to do this, but it is hot at that time.
So the only other time that I have a similar story was I was traveling during a time in which I needed to get some commercials done. There's a 5-alarm fire. We need the commercials now or the company is going to fall apart. Okay.
Crazy,
yeah, no, it was ridiculous. And so I was traveling and I had not prepared to record commercials. And so in a panic in my hotel room, I went under my comforter. Over me, put pillows around me, and use my phone. So, Easter egg for the audience, maybe try and find the commercial where it sounds like I'm clearly in a bed.
Yeah.
I'm talking into my phone.
That's my indoor,
to get a commercial done.
That's my indoor move, but the dogs will make noise or they'll be rah! It's like, stop trying to talk now. Talk later.
But
baby.
Billy, can someone in your neighborhood get access or video to international icon Billy Gill, number 6 ranked football insider, the Duke and the Dookie Bomb exclusive specialist, that person would have video of you coming sweaty out of your car with a microphone under your arm and a laptop on the other, trudging back to your house after doing 6 sweaty reads?
Well, so for the past couple months, it's been at my mother-in-law's house because I had a whole disaster going on in my house. We don't need to get into that. But I have to confuse the neighbors. They have to have absolutely no idea what they're doing. No one knows who I am, which is great. No one knows who I am or what I do, which is perfect. And if I were to try to explain to them podcasts, they'd be like, what? Like, what are you talking about? That's crazy shit. So they have to think that I'm just like a weirdo and that who knows that I'm having some sort of internet affair in the car or something with microphones.
Billy,
I don't know what
Billy,
they think.
This is what's happening in your neighborhood.
It's weird. It's like, why is this guy going out to the car with all this equipment? He's there for 15 minutes and then he's gone again.
Billy, people are going to start thinking that you're a deviant. Crazed.
Yeah.
They're not understanding how you're making a career going out to your car. Why does he have this equipment? Why does he have a microphone? Why is he there? Why is he cursing every time someone honks?
Well, and then when I'm doing the cameos, I'm just holding a phone to my face and I'm just talking to myself. Because it looks like a FaceTime, but it's super sketchy. It's like, why does this person go out to the car to have these FaceTimes in a hot car? Why is
Billy,
the car not on?
Billy,
what's happening?
Without context. Your neighbors think you're crazy and don't trust you.
That's fine. Probably a deviant, yeah, to Chris's point.
You're going and talking to yourself.
And they're not wrong, but it's not for the reasons they think.
No, you're profiting off of it. You're making a career. This is how people get fed in your neighborhood.
And then he starts reading for UFOs, and someone will walk him by, and you hear Billy go, ooh.
Yeah, it's always feel the ooh is in there, and I try to really hit the ooh. So I'm like, feel the ooh. I try to hit the ooh on the feel really? The oohs, yeah. When I talk about my camo slides, God, Dan, before I got my camo slides, I couldn't even walk around the block. Now I can't wait to get home and walk my dogs.
I have an example of such an advert if you'd like to hear it.
Yeah, I would. But
this is from Billy's car.
Now you're in the car, though, and you're saying feel the ooze as neighbors are listening to you groan into a microphone.
I hope this is an UFO somewhere. Okay, I tell you about the UFO technology.
All right, so let's see how sensual this is. A real ad. This is Billy in his car, sweaty and humid. Nobody in the neighborhood knows what he does for a living. Why is he making those noises in the car?
If you're trying to recover faster after a long day on your feet and you still
majestic.
Like to be active, I'm going to tell you about UFOs. That's OOFOS and its unique UFOam technology. As soon as I slipped on my pair of UFOs camo slides, I could feel the ooh, the soft yet stable footbed and foam combination up my active recovery game.
Didn't
so I could hang out around the house in comfort. Turns out the ooh foam that's in every pair of UFOs absorbs 37% more impact than other foams, so your body doesn't have to.
You can hear the
magic,
sweat.
Right? No. It's science. UFOs reduces stress
hurry.
And pressure on my feet, ankles, knees, hips, and lower
Dude,
back.
Sweat is coming down my. I'm
Before
like,
I had my pair
up,
of UFOs,
Billy.
I just wanted to get home, sit on the couch. Now I go for walks. Give
fast.
Them a try at UFOs.com. That's OOFOS.com and experience the OO promise, a risk-free 30-day trial that includes free
speed.
Shipping and free returns. Your recovery will love you for it.
Rush right to it.
You did not sell the sensual
I didn't do,
parts
no, I'm
of
going,
that.
I'm going through all the recorded ones. I'll send Witty one where I'm really feel the ooh.
All right.
Amen. I was channeling my inner, and this people locally will get this, but I don't know anyone. I was channeling my inner Jason Jackson with the feel the ooh.
Feel the ooh.
And Winning him, don't ever do that again. It was very aggressive. I am uncomfortable with your ooh. Keep that ooh to yourself. In a show that began with a means ew, and ew. Now it ends, it peters to a close without us knowing where Stugatz is. Still don't know where he is, not going to be available. Going to be a vacation week he steals from the company, even though no one's keeping tabs on his vacation weeks.
Stugatz's weekend observations tomorrow. Oh. Maybe.
Do we want to get the sponsor out there? As we apologize for yes. Stugatz, let's get the sponsor out there and our forgiveness, please.
Billy, have you ever read for Miller Lite in your car?
We cannot apologize enough to the sponsor that Stugatz is Maximum Stugatz doing his summer tour of lies, a tapestry of I'm just not going to show up to work or tell anybody, and then that's the way we're going to do business.
That'd be a great thing to have sponsored. Stugatz's summer tapestry of lies.
Let's do this right now. We do not have his weekend observations, but my weekend observation is that my cohort, the guy I'm married to, is perpetually weaving a month-long tapestry worth of lies that is now sponsored to us by Miller Lite.
Yeah, Dan, it's brought to you by Miller Lite. Great taste, 96 calories, available for delivery.
Oh, wow.
I'm glad that they sponsor Weekend Observations, because when you have a Miller Lite on the weekend, it is
Is it better on the weekend?
It's just obviously it's always great,
but it's
just
better on the weekend.
Friday night, you just that
crack
sound
one open.
Of the oh
Friday
my
afternoon.
Sound,
freedom,
sound is unbelievable.
Freedom.
Oh. Dan, you know what the D in Dead and Company stands for? It means definitely not coming to work.
I just don't understand what he was apologizing so profusely for when he's not sorry. Like. Okay, you were banned yesterday from the show. What? What are you talking about banned? And you begged to get on the show today, and now we're trying to throw the show to you. And where is he? Nothing.
Looking for a conference room.
Looking for a conference room, but he's not, right? He just went back to bed.
Or shouting very near to his wife.
But he's not. He's not looking for a conference room. He's not reachable. It's the whole thing with Stugatz. It's now he's in California, and this is how he was going to do the show, from a hotel room where he wasn't going to be able to speak because his
Correct.
Wife was sleeping at 5 in the morning.
On a microphone that is fundamentally incapable of handling the sound of his voice.
This is the plan. This is how he decided to do his job professionally.
Correct.
And now he's not available to us.
Correct.
Okay, and we don't know he's going to be here tomorrow.
He might be here tomorrow. You never know.
But he was off scheduled Wednesday and Thursday.
You don't want to bother him on a day off.
There's another Dead and Company show tonight.
Is there?
In the same place.
He's going to that too, right?
Yeah.
His wife surprised him. It'd be rude for him not to go to that.
How much work does he owe you this week, Billy? Where's he going to find this conference room to do stupidity?
Well, we're supposed to be recording something today at 3, so... All right. Hopefully he finds one soon.
Let me tell the audience of a couple of things that are out now. You can, the podcast with Mike Schur and Joe Posnanski in typical Metal Arc style. They had an emergency podcast off a story 6 days ago, and it is dropping today. So you could get that wherever it is that you find your podcasts or your podcasts on the Levitard and Friends Network. Chris Cody, what is it that you, what is Cinephile doing with Adnan Virk?
We have a great episode this week. We're talking Jurassic Park. We're talking The Social Network. We're talking to David Frankel, a director. He's got a new movie out. We talked to him about Marley and Me. We talked to the director of the Colin Kaepernick documentary that is out now. Also, Adnan reveals one of the most impressive sleeps.
What is it?
That I don't know if I want to give it away.
Yeah, yeah.
But do you guys ever have like a moment where this would be a really difficult time to sleep, but you manage to get like a good sleep in? Yeah. I'm telling you, it is so, you have to listen to this episode. He was able to sleep in a remarkable, wow. Not, while driving is not it, but that he would got, be, but that's an example. If you've driven while sleep, if you've slept while driving, that would be an impressive
sleep. He's got an
sleep.
All-time sleep. That's yes. What you've got. It's not going to be an all-time sleep when you check out
Cinephile. No. It'll be an all-time awake.
Not driving, yeah.
All-time awake,
Roy Montgomery and Company, what do you got this week?
We have Shantae Wayans on our show this week. Shantae, as you know, the Wayans family is very, very funny family, and she's going to come on to talk about how fun the family is.
A legacy of Wayans. It is one of the families of comedy. I wanted to ask you guys, as Predator has a fifth installment. Scream has six installments. The sixth one's not coming with Nev Campbell. Predator 35. I think this week was the 35-year birthday of Predator debuting in theaters in the most famous handshake in the history of the movies. Arnold Schwarzenegger and Carl Weathers, bicep to bicep, clasping hands, and 10 seconds of footage of them just flexing, of just all bicep. That was the Predator movie foundation, and now they're coming out with a fifth one, even though I don't think any of the ones after the first one have been any good. Have they been? The second was one of the most god-awful movies I've ever seen, with Danny Glover.
Oh, my God, that was such a terrible movie.
But I can't believe they're at number five. I can't believe that they've arrived there. But I also don't know, Roy, what it is that's popular. Because you guys saw that the next Joker installment with Joaquin Phoenix is going to be a musical.
Why?
It's going to be a musical.
Why?
Do you guys like musicals? I never want to see a movie. Do you guys want to see a movie that's a musical? The next Joker movie is a musical. Is that something that you guys would ever want?
I find a lot of musical movies to be enchanting.
Yeah.
Enchanting.
Yeah. You don't like an enchanting musical? Yeah.
Well, I don't like stereotypical musicals. This seems interesting and different. Like this type of movie as a musical. So I am kind of interested in it.
No. Only the Blues Brothers for me. That's it. That's the only musical.
1970s, 50 years ago. There has not been another musical in here as a movie that anybody likes.
Is it going to be dark? Is it going to be like a dark
one
musical?
One would assume so if it's Joaquin Phoenix, no?
How about the Friends Murder musical? Because then we're combining lots of things.
Chris Cody, where are we with the Metalark Friends Murder musical project?
I got a one sheet that I'm going to give to McKay soon.
Yeah.
McKay's directing.
A one sheet.
Yeah.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yeah! The Vandercoys killed my family. Now, I'm going to kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.